Have you ever had trouble concentrating? Finding it hard to sit still? Interrupting others during a conversation or acting impulsively without thinking through the consequences of your actions? Or can you recall a time when you were daydreaming or had difficulty focusing on the task at hand? Most of us can picture acting this way from time to time. But something happens during this season, the Christmas season, sometimes referred to as the holiday season, because these behaviors that I just mentioned and other exasperating behaviors are uncontrollable, persistently plaguing our day-to-day existence, interfering with our ability to form a lasting relationship with Advent. The season of Advent. This behavior is actually recognized by the AMA. No, not the American Medical Association, the American Ministerial Association. It is known as ADD, Advent Deficit Disorder. Advent deficit, here's some symptoms of ADD, Advent Deficit Disorder. Anxiety. Oh my God, there's only 26 days left of Christmas. I won't have enough time. Depression. Good night. Macrina's is out of Parker House rolls. What are we going to do for Christmas dinner? I'm depressed. And then bipolar disorder. This is my favorite time of the year. I hate this time of the year. This is my favorite. Yes. Advent deficit disorder. Strikes us at this time every year. However, do not despair, do not be afraid, do not fear, for there is hope, good news. It comes to us this morning through the prophet Isaiah, through the apostle St. Paul, and through our own Lord Jesus Christ. Each one of the readings assigned to this first Sunday in Advent zeroes in on the idea of using time well. Now, all of us want to be good managers of time. That's really important to it, is it? We often say to people, please don't waste my time. We want to be good managers of time. However, when it comes to managing Advent time, we are a complete disaster. We are. You ask, what is Advent time? Advent time is a unique time. In the Bible, there are two kinds of time. There is chronos and there is kairos. Two different ways of keeping track of time. If I were to ask you what time it is, you would look at your watch and tell me. It is chronos. That's time that is sequential, chronological. Then there's this thing called kairos time. Kairos is God's time. If I were to ask you, do you know when Jesus is coming? Looking at your watch wouldn't help. Getting out a calendar wouldn't help either. Do you know when Jesus is coming? That's kairos. You don't know. That's what Jesus himself says in that reading. You don't know when the hour is. It is what Paul says, be awake, watch, keep alert, wait, expect. And the prophet Isaiah says, look around, see if anybody is beating their swords into plowshares or their spears into pruning hooks. Is the desert rejoicing? Kairos. Probably the best way to talk about kairos is when Mary gave birth to our Lord Jesus Christ. The evangelist St. Luke does not say the kind of things that we want to know. All right, the baby was born at 7:14 a.m. on December 1st, weighing 8 pounds, 5 ounces, so on and so forth. The evangelist St. Luke knows that this is God's time and says this. It is a phrase that is often used to indicate kairos. When the time had fully come. When the time had fully come. Advent time is time to get ready. It is time to be prepared. It is time to watch, to be alert, to be awake, because God is about to act. Now, we'd all want to see that, wouldn't we? God is about to act. So, for example, if I told you that coming this week at the Emerald Queen Casino, God will be there and God will be acting at 8 o'clock on Tuesday night, you would all say, sign me up, I want to buy tickets for it. But if I were to say to you simply, Look, it's Advent. God is about to act. Really? We want that exactness. We don't want to be waiting around or expecting. The season of Advent is all about God's time. Jesus puts it succinctly in the parables. When he talks about two men in a field, one is taken, one is left. Two women grinding at the stone, one is taken, one is left. This is not some kind of scary rapture thing. This is simply, you know, you're going through your everyday routine. We all have a routine. We're going through that everyday routine, but are you ready? Are you prepared to see it? Are you expecting to hear Emmanuel? God is with us. You are aware, of course, that the word Emmanuel means God with us. Hoping, expecting, waiting, watching. Do you know what time it is? You can't tell Advent time by looking at a clock or calendar. Advent time is whenever we put our trust and our hope and our faith that God will act soon and very soon. Advent is a time of waiting and expectation. It is a time to get ready for Emmanuel, God with us. We are likely, however, to miss it, for we are people who are easily distracted. Our attention is diverted. Our energies are focused on our career or on school or our children or what to do with mom. Even this time called Christmas is a distraction to us, for we're not likely to see Emmanuel if we're not expecting to see God or hear God. Begin here this morning. See Emmanuel, God with us in the bread and wine. God with us. God with us, giving to us this promise of the forgiveness of sins. Ever notice how when a child who's been naughty, sent to his or her room, is called out, how happy they are and how much they want to please? I always think of that when I see you walking back from Holy Communion so sour-faced. Why is there no dancing in the aisle? Why are people not jumping up and down? Why are people not high-fiving each other and say, I'm forgiven, so are you? Emmanuel, God with us in the water of holy baptism. You, in the waters of holy baptism, are God's child, not just a child, but a beloved child. God with us in the shelter, or God with us in the soup kitchen. God with us with Vern, who sleeps outside the chapel door and then sometimes moves to get a better view to the fellowship side. God with us. Expect it. Hope for it. Pray for it. See it. This is the prophet Isaiah's encouragement to the Israelites of old. Expect peace to break out. Why is it that whenever there is a war, the television news reporter says, war broke out today. What Isaiah is telling us, watch and listen for someone to shout. Guess what? Peace broke out today. Peace. And the Apostle Paul's encouragement to watch for this new thing God is doing. And Jesus himself telling us, we can't know when, but we can know for certain that God will act graciously and mercifully toward the world. This is the one who is coming, Emmanuel, in whom we have put our hopes and expectations, our dreams. This Advent season comes at the craziest time of the year, in the weeks before Christmas, when everything is a rush. Keep your eye on the one who is coming. Pay attention to the hope, the promise of what it means that God is with us, and how that very one, the Savior of the world, enables us to participate in this hope, in this promise, by seizing this time right now, this Advent time, to feed the hungry, shelter the homeless, attend to those parts of our lives that need reconciliation, to make peace where we need to make peace in our lives. Does anyone really know what time it is? It's Advent time. It's always Advent time. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.